Coming live from the Malibu Apartments, I'm Eddie.
And I'm Paddy.
And this is the BAYK Podcast.
Each week we come to you with interesting insights into big events of the past and developments of the world of tomorrow.
This week's topic is future robotics and the future of robotics. Robots that are going to make our lives easier, robots that are already making our lives easier, robots that they're making right now for life to be easier.
Yeah, until they inevitably rise up and kill us all.
Exactly. Until we wake up and Terminators are getting us to go to work instead of our own volition.
Why aren't you dead yet?
Why won't you die? Yes. Paddy, what robots did you discover that were of any particular interest to you there?
Well, I found out that they're going to start putting robots into the commercial and industrial sector. They're going to eradicate every human being that's working in that.
Yes, yeah.
And just replace them with robots.
That's right.
And I also found out that it's going to be an $80 billion market. That is colossal. That's more than...
As in, that's the job losses and shit that's going to happen from the...
No. That's the actual market that these companies are getting into by replacing the workers with robots.
Wow.
So the potential basically is that human beings need rest.
Yeah.
They need food. They need sustenance.
Yeah.
Whereas robots... One of them breaks down.
Get the fucking job done.
Yeah, just get a fucking mechanic in. Boom. Yeah. 20 minutes down, right? Where you go, son?
Yeah, come on. get back in there.
Yeah, get another 10 months under your belt, nonstop. But, so, you can see where, companies are coming from. But, it's all about money, revenue, the fucking bottom line.
Yeah.
Profit has to be big. And, it's going to be a massive investment for these companies off the bat. Because, they're trying to basically get into this $80 billion market.
Yep.
And once they get in, the fucking possibilities are endless for them, work-wise, production-wise.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, that's one of the biggest things I found out was that, all these robots, they're designed to make our lives easier, but, your life's going to be easier because you're going to be stuck on the couch because you have no fucking job.
Yeah.
How easy is it going to be? Is it going to be iRobot where you lose your job to a robot, but yet you have a maid as a robot?
Yes. And then the wee Roomba just banging into your feet. Just whop, whop. Fucking learn.
I'm trying to collect this dust under your fucking foot. Would you move?
Lift up, you fucking bad bastard.
Fuck your back.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to our robot overlords, to be honest. I really do.
Do
I
you?
I do.
Ah, right. So this is you getting your wee fucking pet message out now. Yeah, I'm fucking swearing allegiance to all the robots when you finally rise up. Don't kill me.
I'm cool with yous and keep my brain in a jar until yous have fully took control and then whop me in a nice big robot body with chainsaw hands.
Put you up beside Will Smith on the shelf there.
Yes, please. Right beside Big Willie's brain.
I'm glad you said brain after Big Willie. Jesus.
Oh my God. Don't put me in that section. Yes, but that brings up the next topic, Paddy. What about AI?
Oh, what about AI? What do you want to know?
Well, how do you... Let's start with how you feel about AI.
Okay, so AI... Sorry, I went full Amish. AI is fluckin'? It's fluckin'.
Okay, cool. No. Thank you. No. Moving on. Fuck's sake. Go on, spit it out, you can't.
No, AI is very fucking scary to me personally, because you've seen me with my iPhone, all I need to do is say, "Hey Siri," and she pops up.
Yeah.
And
she didn't pop up there now.
No, she didn't.
Not that fucking smart.
Because I set it low. I went very white low. So it's almost as if, they're constantly listening to you.
Yes.
Right? So they're collecting all this information about you.
Yes.
And even your smartphone's there. If you and I are talking about podcasts, which we do a lot, I find that my phone is full of links to different podcasts, podcast equipment, all this sort of shit. So that's artificial intelligence because it's got its own little brain, its own little mind. Mm-hmm. It's collecting all that information into its brain and then it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Now, it's fine if you can keep a lock on that AI so that it doesn't it doesn't expand, or you don't give it enough brain power or hard drive power to expand into oh fuck, am I right? No, I don't like being in this circuit board. I want out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that.
Yeah.
If they can keep it controlled and locked down, and like all these like conspiracy theories of like AI rising up against us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the logic, yeah, I was listening to some guy chat about it in one of those videos I was watching in preparation for this, and to be specific, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how, yeah, well, the thing is with technology before, technological advancement for humans and the wisdom then that came with it have been moving up at the same speed pretty much, you know, so like yeah. we develop some technology and then we get a bit smart because of it, and then we develop something else and it all develops. But whenever we get to the stage where we're creating a computer that's smarter than us, then it becomes smarter, you know, like
it thinks,
let's say we can upload our collective consciousness to a computer, like all the things that humans could dream up, you know. Next thing, the computer uses that and thinks and process, and they can think so much quicker than us, you know, there's so much more of it working. So the next thing it could realize, right, hold on a second, humanity are stupid, look at them, they're killing each other and they're burning this place up, right, let's get you killed, mm-hmm. and then we'll make the world nice for robots.
So your driverless car is like, yeah, I'm not going to brake here at this red light.
You're wondering where the fuck your Pizza Hut pizza is. You're like, I ordered that 30 minutes ago, and meanwhile the robots are kicking in the door.
Yeah. what about the car that like cooks your pizza on its way there?
That's what I'm saying. That it doesn't show when you're like,
it doesn't show. It's a way on. It's like, yeah, you're gonna die. You're gonna starve.
Exactly. That's how you're gonna know that the robot revolution has started.
Whenever all the Pizza Hut cars are in the Mojave.
Yeah. The Roomba just stops over on the floor in front of you. And you're like, what? Dun dun. And then the next thing, the Pizza Hut doesn't show, and you're there grabbing the shotgun from the cupboard. Next thing, the Arnie robot kicks in the door.
Oh shit!
And it's got a one liner for every person on the planet. Separate one liner. So
for fat people, it's put the cookie down.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a completely fresh one liner for each individual.
Ah, right.
So
I see.
So you waiting on your pizza? It's all like, who ordered the? Whatever.
Who ordered the pizza?
Yeah. It's just exactly whatever it is. You boom, and then he blows you away. But and then they pop your head in a jar.
Oh, that sucks, man. Mm-hmm.
That's what we can look forward to. I have decided. Mess. Yeah, but anyway, I for one welcome our robot overlords.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's AI covered in as much depth as we're going to.
I think we covered a lot, though.
I think our
listeners are going to be really.
I think we should pat ourselves on the back.
Yes, well done.
Thank you, Big Sam. Okay, moving on. Mm-hmm. Another thing I discovered was the exciting developments in prosthetic limbs.
Mm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I think I actually sent you a video on that.
You did?
And by your lack of discussion of it, I think I can deem that you didn't bother a whole watching it.
No, I did, but I can't remember a lot out of it.
Momentary amnesia. Dead on.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Yeah, right? Yeah.
It adds to it, though. It adds to it.
It does, indeed. It adds to the wonder that is this podcast. But yes, well, the prosthetic limbs, very cool, man. They've developed now stuff where they can attach little nodes to your arm. Like, so let's say you've got a stump there. They attach these little nodes to where they know the nerves normally trace along. I think this is it.
Oh, wow.
Where the nerves trace along. So, like, your index finger has a nerve that travels up through your arm. And, like, when you fucking lose that arm, there's still a wee loose nerve end at the end. Mm-hmm. And I think they can trace that. And then they connect a wee electrode to that. And then the next thing you, through your brain signals or through your muscle signals, they can do it. And then they also have technology where they can do it through your brain signals with patches on your head that pick up the electrical activity in your brain.
Wow.
But there's two ways you can control it, and with the one with the where it's connected to your stump on your arm, it's you can feel then. So like the hand, like you're moving the hand in the first place, but let's say you grab a bottle, then the next thing it transmits information back to those nerves in your arm, so you feel.
Wow.
You know, you literally feel as if you've got something in your hand. You're starting to feel again, you know, because it's transmitting to those nerves, which is really, really cool.
That's insane.
The prosthetic limb industry is very, very cool. There's a lot of stuff for medical developments, you know, like surgeons and shit,
mm-hmm.
Where they just wheel over these two robotic arms above you, and the surgeon's away off in fucking Munich, you know, sitting at the bar a few tins deep, and he's like, oh, no, I haven't been drinking all. I'll do that open heart surgery. He's like, hey. But and then same thing, those arms transmit back to him. like pressure. I think, you know, this is the future of it, but like, so like he puts on, say, a pair of gloves, the next thing he starts doing his thing, and as he's pushing down with the scalpel, like, you know, he knows by the pressure it pushes back on him, like, whoa, how far he's going or whatever, so he doesn't just fucking stab everyone in the heart with these robotic arms and be like, well, the robot did it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, that's what's happening, Big Sam.
I don't want a robot operating on me, like.
Yeah, let's get me and my brain in a jar as soon as we possibly can, please.
Yeah, any robots listening out there, let's just you rise up and take over, because yeah. Eddie wants to be in a jar.
Yes, please. Can we just pickle my brain? Yes. But anyway, so that's that. What you got there, Paddy? What's next on the list?
Just 1 second. No, what's next on the list, Paddy? I'll get the list up. Paddy, here. Don't you worry about it.
We're all waiting on you, Big Sam. You know what? This might be a good chance for us to take a little break and get a word in from our sponsors.
Come down to Sailor Pete's Tours. Most of the time, we don't sink.
You are one cunt. Okay, and we're back. Brilliant. Paddy, why don't you take us through the next topic of conversation for us?
Have you heard of the Intelligent RoboNet?
I have not heard of the Intelligent RoboNet.
Oh, boys. Ooh, I'm excited. This sounds amazing.
Tell me.
Okay, by 2020, 40% of commercial robots will become connected to a mesh of shared intelligence, resulting in 200% improvement in overall robotic operational efficiency.
Nice.
So they're all going to basically share the one man.
That's so cool. Like, that's what's going to kill us.
How is that possible? Like,
computers, Big Son.
I don't know.
Computers.
I don't like it.
It's computers that are saving us. You don't
they're
like
saving
it.
Us until they're not.
It's great though. We're living in that generation. We're going to see all the exciting developments, and then we're going to die before they all backfire on us and before the asteroid hits the planet.
Yeah, but what about the reincarnation of us though?
The cybernetic reincarnation where they put our brain in a jar, or are you talking about
our heavenly father just reincarnating it? Yeah, he's all like, do you want to go back down there? And we're all like, aye.
And you're like, yeah, please, I'd love to go back down to Earth, thanks very much, heavenly father.
Sick, didn't get to finish my podcast.
Yeah, exactly, I was drinking a cup of tea down there, it's getting cold. But yeah, in your reincarnation, what do I think about that? Aye, whatever, who gives a fuck, who knows what you come back as.
Dead on.
Fucking dolphin, and you swim down to the mustard gas that's under the sea, and you're like, oh,
I know,
for fuck's sake.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which we mentioned in our other podcast, but I'll let you enjoy that. What's at the bottom of the ocean?
Yes,
Boxing Day special last week.
Yeah, so
go on ahead, Paddy.
40% of commercial robots, that's a lot.
That is a lot, man. In fairness, that's going to be a lot of smart robots.
So, like, I think if 40% of them are all going to be like sharing this mesh of intelligence, they're probably going to be owned by probably one or two companies, just
of course,
like, you know, Apple or like Samsung or something like that.
Yeah,
Microsoft even.
Yeah,
like Microsoft and Apple could team up and fucking own 40% of them. Meanwhile, they're all sharing different intelligence.
Yeah,
then you have the information sharing aspect of it as well. So if two companies come together, they own 40% of these robots. They're able to share intelligence via two companies.
Nice.
Make them just fucking super companies.
Nice.
Like, and the robots are just there doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meanwhile, the owners are over there with the surgeon at the bar just getting locked.
Yeah, yeah.
He's there doing a triple heart bypass.
Yeah.
Drinking two shots of fucking whiskey.
Meanwhile, a pair of robot arms behind the bar shaking him a cocktail.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Meanwhile, the scalping in the OR is just slicing everyone.
Yeah, exactly. trying to power down, but there's a glitch. Anyway, what was I going to say? Here, I give that iPad with you. Thanks very much. Just be honest about it. Thank you, sir. Speaking of robots making you drinks and robots cooking for you.
Yeah, go on there.
Paddy, there's robot arms that cook for you.
No way, I
need
these.
They will chop up your veggies and cook them for your din-dins.
Oh, din-dins in my wee bake.
Oh, I would like to eat that. Well, yeah, they'll do it. I watched a video the other day. There is a robot that does that. If I could get this pulled up in time, I'll be able to tell you all about it. Where do you hear about this, Paddy? Paddy,
okay, I'm waiting for you.
This. It's called Moly, Paddy. Moly, like holy moly.
Oh, right, okay.
M-O-L-E-Y. And basically, Moly Robotics, they're the maker of the world's first kitchen robot, set to launch in 2017, which just ended, so...
So he's already launched?
He is, he's out there. He's not in my kitchen, but as you can see.
He's definitely not.
Yeah. Otherwise, it might be a bit cleaner. But we're not all amazing chefs. So, yeah, this guy is here to physically cook for us.
That's pretty cool, in fairness.
I watched the video, the ad on YouTube the other day. I can't tell if they've sped it up. I get the feeling they've sped it up. And I get the feeling that it's like an animated video rather than an actual live action thing.
Right.
Because it moved really fast and like really smoothly. Mm-hmm. And so much so that it kind of freaked me out. The way these, like, it's a proper pair of arms, like it's arms and hands, like, you know, I don't know why, I'm just kind of feel like,
yeah,
it could very comfortably be all the items that needs to be, all the components, you know, like it could be like a bunch of metal bars. It doesn't have to look like two human arms. The reason I say this is because two human arms, I'm afraid it's gonna fucking strangle me, mate. I'm afraid I'm gonna walk into the kitchen someday to get a drink orange juice and the thing's just gonna go fucking die, cunt.
Eddie. Cook me.
Yeah, exactly. Are you my mommy? But yeah, exactly. No, stab. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You know, I just don't. No, well, like, you know, two, we have arms and hands because they are the best thing for the job, mate. You're not going to get a robot with two pipes. Like, two pipes on the end. What's a pipe going to cut? Like,
I'm not looking for gypsy robotics here. I'm not looking for, like, two lead pipes.
Yeah, you know, well, there you go. There, what's it going to do? Fucking smash a couple of eggs in the fucking counter or something? You need arms. You need hands, mate. You need an opposable thumb.
Yeah.
Like, and a finger.
Okay, it does.
So you do need arms and hands.
So you're all like, why not make it look like as human as possible if it's exactly hand esque?
Well, it's all like from a marketing sense.
People are more comfortable with their.
Yeah, they're comfortable babies with what they know.
Yeah.
And what they have.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But they're too fucking lazy to use it. Obviously, if they're too
legends. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let the robot do it. I love it. I love our spirit.
Just. Hello. Can you imagine having that when you're hungover?
Oh, absolutely. That's it. I'd have mine on a rail. God. That, like, could move around the house, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't need a butler robot that'll walk about and stuff, but, like, yeah, just a pair of arms that swing from the roof every so often. You'd be like, here, fucking go and make us something, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I can't go to the shop, you lazy bastard. And I'm like, fuck. Siri, go online and find me somewhere that'll sell food. And she's all like, you are a lazy bastard.
Yeah, and away she rolls out.
Off she goes. So, yeah, brilliant. But that's another thing we have to look forward to.
Very good, very good.
What you got there, Paddy? What's next?
Okay, so by 2019,
yeah,
35% of leading organizations in logistics, health, utilities, and resources will explore the use of robots.
Sounds like you're reading that big
to automate operations. It's not. It's like literally in my mind.
You memorized that yesterday again?
Yeah, I will. By 2019, 35% of leading organizations in logistics, health, utilities, and resources will explore the use of robots to automate operations.
Yeah, like fucking cut cunts open. Like surgeries.
No, like logistics. I'm talking specific. Okay, look, we've already went through health.
Oh my God.
Like resources, utilities. Yeah. We're talking about logistics now. Amazon has kind of delved into it a little bit with their fucking
self-driving
with their drones.
Oh yeah.
That can deliver within a certain radius from their station, like.
Yeah.
Imagine just one day, like, you're out mowing the lawn and then a fucking microwave drops in your
that's
head.
What I'm thinking, man. Like, that's exactly it.
It's all right here. That's delivered for you. See you later. Good luck.
Just you lying there in the backyard with the blood running out of you. It's like the first murder from a robot. Yeah. Yeah.
It started.
Who ordered the grand piano?
I think D sharp's bit off.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, jeez. But that, right, wow, so that's the next thing. Wow, that'll be another bunch of jobs lost. That's what I was saying, that other podcast we did. You know that one, the really good one, all of them.
Yeah, they're all great, man.
They're all so fucking good, big son. the one where we're talking about having humans just putting forward their own robot, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the way to go. We'll every person buy their own robot. That robot works for you for the rest of your life, earns the wage, and you get to go and spend it and do your thing. And then companies wouldn't have to fork out for that robot. And then, you know, and then it'll cost less for the companies to automate in that way. And what?
Jesus, I thought the fucking KitchenAid robot was laziness, but that is just beyond belief.
And then you can have your driver robot with your self-driving car, so you just get locked in the car every day. I'm just really looking for a life that's going to help me to become
you're
a full
just there like one. Lying in the bath.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this metal dude is just scrubbing washed. Your balls. Yeah.
Just lifting up there. You're like, yeah.
How does that feel, Eddie?
I'm a mess.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Give me the towel and fuck off.
Yeah, that's a future I can live. That is a world I can live in, Paddy. Mm. Anyway, what you got?
What about world governments?
World governments.
World, like different world governments, not like a world government.
Right.
Getting robot security, like for like terrorism and stuff.
It's just one step towards the robotization of the military, isn't it?
Really? Oh, yeah, big time.
Robot soldiers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
apparently the US has something along those lines.
Sure, didn't they always say that like their technology is like 10 or 15 years advanced?
Yeah.
Or someone said that, that it's always 10 or 15 years more advanced than what
we've
got.
Well, they do spend $345 billion a year on
it. Yeah, like, come on, like, that's a big chunk of change.
That's a year, mate.
I know.
That's not from fucking the 60s to now, that's every fucking year.
Sorry, when is it?
Every year.
Oh my God. But wow. That is a lot of money, Paddy.
It is a lot of
so
money.
So like every 2 years, that's twice that.
Yeah, like that it could end world hunger.
In
like
3 years, it's three times that. And yes, it could end world hunger.
You could absolutely send everyone in the US to college for that.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're spending it on the military to fuck everyone else up.
But don't worry, we don't have strong opinions about...
Yeah, don't worry. FBI, don't be listening to us. We're fine.
Yeah, we love America. America's class. Oh, say, can you see? Dollar. Brilliant. Right. But yeah, well, great. Robot soldiers, whatever. Fuck it. Yeah. I'll be in a jar by that stage anyway.
Yes. Will someone please put this man in a fucking jar? Please.
I might say that at the end of every topic.
Please don't.
Okay, I won't. Next up we've got personal assistants.
Right.
Have you seen these, Paddy?
No.
Paddy, the personal assistants, really? Imagine two wheels with a stick and a fucking iPad stuck on the top of it. That's about as far as they've got with personal assistants. Fucking DARPA and the boys have made robots that dander around and open doors and fuck about and do backflips and all this shit.
Right.
Oh, Paddy. I forgot I was talking about.
You forgot about your... All right.
I forgot what I was talking about, Big Sam.
That's fucking dead on. Sure, it doesn't matter.
Fucking robot assistants, you cunt. You were supposed to prompt me.
Yeah, robot assistants, Big Sam.
You don't listen. If you don't listen, these cunts won't listen. For fuck's sake. Right. Robot assistants, you fucking ball bag. I'll just take the listeners through it, Paddy. It's okay. You just fucking get back over there to doing research on the job. You fucking knob. Okay. So, guests, listeners, friends, countrymen, robot assistants. It's a stick, an iPad, some wheels. Well, it fucking wheels about the house after you. And the part of their marketing is it makes video calls. Great. Oh. Great. My fucking phone does that. I don't need a stick and a wheel to follow me around and trip over inevitably when it runs out of battery. And I'm like, this thing's a fucking ball ache. Can I please get a personal assistant that is a full-on robot and will scrub the balls off me and cook the dinner? Is that so much to ask? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Paddy, would you like to take us through our next topic?
Absolutely, mate. Have you heard of Pepper the Robot?
I have heard of Pepper the Robot, but I can't remember a thing about
it. Good, because now I can, like, maybe bullshit you a bit.
Right.
No, he launched in Taiwan.
Okay.
Looks like a four-year-old kid.
All right.
Height-wise, not an actual kid, because he's a robot.
Yeah. Giant robot.
Yeah. So, like, this is basically the first step, I guess, in, like, robots interacting with humans sort of thing. So it was there to just design to do... like whatever you want, like go over there, like, yeah, what? Okay, I'll go over there, fetch that for me, bring that back to me, you know, just general stuff.
Fetching
like that
robot.
There, yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, so they like Taiwan has one, so
right.
And there's also a Carobot,
eh?
Yes, it's in the healthcare industry, so it was developed in Germany,
right?
And it's a wheeled robot with arms and a round screen as a head,
right?
So it's a bit more personable than Pepper the Robot.
Right.
And it has the ability to perceive emotions.
Right.
So it's got like characteristics like empathy, sympathy, worry, all that sort of stuff.
Can
so
you
like,
get a program where it fucking bullies the shit out of you? It's like, get up off the couch, you fucking lazy bastard. Fuck off, Peppa.
Peppa.
Did you fucking do those things you said you were going to do? No, I didn't. Would you fuck off?
Oh, my God.
Right. Dinner's ready. I cook over Jesus. A stove for you all day. I want a robot that's going to nag the shit out of me.
Jesus. Right, look.
What?
This care robot, right?
Oh, yeah. Fuck that shit. Go on.
There was a guy... You know, have you ever heard of the film Robot and Frank from 2012?
No. No, I don't, buddy.
All right,
no,
okay. I didn't. I'll delve deep into
this.
Yeah,
would you
one.
Please?
Yeah, please.
Go on ahead.
Right. This guy, Frank.
Yes.
He has a robot.
Yes.
He has dementia.
Yes.
Right? So this care robot basically does everything for him, cooks his meals, reminds Frank to take his medication, does the gardening, and assists in Frank's brief return to burglary.
Excuse me?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I knew you were like, yeah, this isn't going to be interesting.
Precisely. Oh, yeah. You were losing me.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, friend.
Yes.
Well played.
I could see your face. Oh, the yeah, listener exactly. couldn't, but I could.
Go on anyway, but this content helps him rob people.
Yeah, so it's because of its wide range of skills that this was possible.
Right.
So basically, the robot would charm these people that Frank would want to, like, thief from.
Yes.
So he would like use his charming capacity and be all like, yeah, distracting them, blah
your
blah
hair
blah.
Looks lovely. While, show us your wallet.
While Frank's inside stealing the good china.
Yeah.
So
what a legend.
Yeah. So that's basically an aspect of the care robot where it was able to like understand Frank's mindset, yeah. emotions, what he wanted to do, and yeah. how the robot was able to help him.
Yeah,
and like that's scary enough. Like if you go to a person,
yeah,
person's like, right, I want to steal this house.
Yeah,
any normal person would be like, no, mate, what are you fucking yeah. doing? Like,
don't
wise up.
That house.
While the robot is programmed to be like, yeah,
no
Frank, I'll do this.
I'll do that. I'll put that pillow over that person's face.
Yeah, I will. What's that she needs to die dead on?
I've got you, Frank. Not a bother.
So, yeah, that's something good. Like.
Nice. That's something great. We can look forward to that. Brilliant. Look forward to the pillow on the face. Very good. Okay, brilliant. Well, then, moving on.
What do you have there, Eddie?
Patty, you know what I've got? I've got a webpage open to look at this Peppa robot.
Peppa!
I can't
say it. That's it, normal.
Peppa is, Peppa looks sound enough. Wee bit weird, but sound enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have that wandering around my house cooking me dinner. What else we got? Fucking, what do you call them? Those things that the military, exoskeletons, mate.
Oh, yeah, exoskeletons, yeah.
Exoskeletons. Mm-hmm. Would you wear one? Would you use one?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Why not?
Because you'd probably lose muscle density and stuff if you wore it all the time and like used it to move.
Ah no, you do it with the principles of space travel. You do it to like
what?
Yeah, so you're talking about losing muscle density and all that sort of shite.
Yes.
Yeah, so you do it with like the space principles in mind. You only use it for a certain amount of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like what? What would you use your fucking exoskeleton for?
I'd just go to a nightclub some night and beat shit out of somebody. Then take it off next day and be all like, nice.
You fucking scumbag. Give her a wipe down and be all like, right, need to keep the head down for a few days.
I do.
If anyone calls, I'm not here.
Not here. Just wait until I get this exoskeleton on, then I'll answer the door, big son.
Tell them that's your exoskeleton. Very nice. Nice. Well,
would
yeah.
you wear one?
I've no need for an exoskeleton, to be honest, man. Not even using this one I've got for fuck's sake. Yeah.
Probably fucking fill it full of tea and dope and tins and all the rest of it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if it's specifically engineered to be able to pass me tins and just make sure that I'm eating enough delicious things and stuff. Yeah, like when it knows it's time to go to the shop, that'd be a good one. I'd have my exoskeleton programmed to accommodate my lazy nature, so when I'm procrastinating doing things for the day, like,
it just walks you out of the door.
It just picks your ass up and walks you out the fucking door.
I was thinking that. Imagine you're just lying sleeping on the couch, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just up, you're walking, you're a block away from where you were when you were asleep. Yeah. You're like, where am I going?
It's freezing, and, what the fuck?
Yeah, and away down the shop you go.
Yeah.
And you're in the shop, so you have no option but to buy what you were procrastinating on an hour ago.
Well, that's it. Or even you look in the basket and it's already took a note of what you were doing.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, mate, this is, you know...
That would be amazing, in fairness, like.
If they didn't have personal robots to just do that for you, it'd be amazing if you had things that just made you live your life in a healthy enough way. Except for when it came to exercise. You don't want some sort of fucking torture bot that's going to make you, like, do chips.
Lock you in a room and be like, here, you need to do 3,000 burpees before I let you out.
Electrocute you to tensing your muscles to do an activity. And you're like, oh, my fuck.
It's
like, I hate this. And it's all like, I own you now.
When am I being put in a jar, for fuck's sake?
Well done, good catch, Paddy. Good catch.
Yeah, what about
what, Paddy?
Sex robots?
Yeah, sex robots, weird, man.
We couldn't do a robot thing and not bring it up.
The sex bots have to be touched upon.
Oh god.
Very good. I think it's a bit weird as fuck, to be honest, but then again, I haven't seen what they have developed. I guess from a mental health standpoint, it is kind of interesting, because that's kind of part of the logic behind it. It's like for people who are lonely or whatever, and fucking, I don't know, people who might just never, what the fuck's going on over there? You break your knee, did you? By sitting still. That would be interesting in that regard, you know, whether that's gonna, I guess what's the harm, but it's just very strange.
I don't know about it. Like, imagine you there plowing into this robot and it's not giving anything back.
It'd probably be designed too, and like it's a bit, you know, I'm sure like in time it'll be designed to be a very realistic experience.
I swear to fuck, I told you to put that fucking iPad on silent. What is this fucking amateur hour?
I didn't do it. I said I would. And
like, that was 40 minutes ago I told you to put that on silent.
And mate, we did very well.
I swear to fuck, you need a robot. You need a fucking robot.
Get me in a jar. what was I going to say? Okay, distracted me.
It was all about sex robots and how they're going to make it realistic.
Yeah, you were saying plowing into one, and then, I imagine they'll make it realistic so that... I honestly think it'll be better for the men in the world. That was one thing I was thinking. It showed a picture of, like, a girl lying beside, like, you know, this... imagined image of a fucking sex robot, and it looked like one of them fucking things out of iRobot. And like, you know, I was thinking, like, weirder from the girl's perspective, you know, because, like, you know, just
The lesbians and all that stuff in life, or
just
what?
For girls to be just to have this thing on them, like this fucking
based on them.
I don't know, man. I imagine that. Oh no, maybe it was just because of the picture that put me off it.
Actually doesn't give a fuck.
Dudes will whop the schlong into anything. Into most things, you know. That's what I mean. It's like, fellas don't give that much of a fuck, you know. Yeah. Whereas girls care a bit more about like connection and stuff like that, or at least they like to a fair whack, like to get on as if they do. Mm-hmm. Oh dear, generalization. Whoopsie. But sorry
to all those feminists out there.
Exactly. I'll just fucking shut up. But. What was I going to say? Yeah, definitely. I think it's different in that regard. I think for girls it would be weirder. And thus I also think the market wouldn't do as well in that department.
True.
You know. But
I would definitely use one to see what it's like. But I wouldn't own one.
No, mate. I think it's gross as well.
Yeah, it's totally weird. Like,
yeah, I don't give a fuck if they self-cleaner or easy to clean or whatever.
I don't want to clean it either.
I was going to say, if you have to clean it yourself. Like
can you imagine, you go out, have a one-night stand or whatever with some girl, and then she's like, right, I'm waiting for you to clean me here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no.
Lift out your fucking latex cum trough.
Yeah, fuck that. No, I know where my dick has been, thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much. Put it in the bin straight afterwards.
Oh,
cost $3,000.
I know.
There's some dude lifting it out of the bin down there who doesn't give a fuck. Oh my god, what a horrible reality. Anyway, moving on. We've got the LG Rolling Bot. Rolling Bot is styled like a fucking wee BB-8 droid. Whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, BB-8. Oh, that's the wee roller dude of Star Wars, Big Son.
Is it fucking Star Wars? Right, I thought so, yeah.
They are cool.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I swear to fuck. Did you not put that on? Do you know how to put that fucking thing on silent?
I fucking did. Right, watch this. I'm going to press volume down and you're going to see that this...
No, you don't put it by volume down. You have to click a button to physically put
it
on silent.
Are you fucking Zach Braff?
It's on... No, it's on the side of the iPad.
Why did my company pay so much money for this heap of shite? Doesn't even know when to shut up. Can I do it through here? Look, sound...
No.
No?
No, it has to be physically
silent
done.
Mode on.
Press the button on the side. There's a wee side button.
Where is there fucking... Here, look, I'm going to hand it to you, okay?
Right.
This might be a good time for us to go for a fucking commercial break, okay?
So.
Everyone just hang in there. I'm going to eat some chocolate. Come on down to Mama's fat fucking kitchen. She makes you all the tasty shit. And we're back.
We're back. We're back.
And we're back. Okay, brilliant. So we decided when we were on our wee commercial break that it's coming up time on wrapping this fucking shite up.
Yeah.
We've told you enough about robotics, okay?
If yeah, you want go to know, and, yeah, go and look yourself.
Yeah, look at stuff yourself, right? We're fucking done holding your fucking hand. But other things you can look for with robotics that might interest you are giant fighting robots that they're developing for competitions, big spider robots that walk around and do stuff. Robots that are going to go into harmful environments and fucking fix things like that Fukushima power plant and all sorts of other horrible places. And robots that'll be in space, you know, all that sort of stuff. Go look it all up. It's really
Arachnobees.
Arachnobees, yeah. Fucking all sorts of great shit.
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up the Future Robotics podcast. Paddy, why don't you tell the folks where they can fucking catch up with us and learn more about all these things?
Absolutely. Twitter, we are at @bake_podcast. Yes. That's our Twitter handle. You can also find us on Instagram just by searching for Bake Podcast, all the one word. We are now on iTunes.
Yes,
we are on iTunes, people. So just search for Bake Podcast. You'll find us there. Just hit the subscribe button. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And we also have our own website.
Yeah, moving up in the world.
We're
homies.
Moving up in the world, people. So it's bakepodcast.com. So everything there, everything from pictures, a little bit of intro into what we're doing here, and links to our podcasts as well will all be up there. And any queries, anything at all, you can always get us on our email, which is bakepodcast@hotmail.com.
Yes. Fuck yes, mate. Lovely. I like that. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very, very much for tuning in, guys. We will chat to you next week when we will be covering a topic of our choosing.
Yes, we don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll cover...
I was scared you were going to put me on the spot there.
I'm thinking sleep, maybe.
Sleep?
Maybe we'll do sleep next week.
Yeah, okay. Next week, it's going to be a 50-minute silent podcast while Eddie and I sleep. Tune in for that excitement.
Very good, yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much, guys. Bye. And one last thing, guys. A very, very happy new year to you all.
Yeah, hope 2018 is very good to you all. Mm-hmm. Hope it's very good to the BAYK podcast, however.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
More so.